Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to join other colleagues in thanking you for organizing today's thematic discussion. I also appreciate all panelists today for their comprehensive and thoughtful presentations. I would like to very briefly reiterate our national position on the issue of FMCT. As my delegation have stressed repeatedly, if the city is sincere and serious about advancing nuclear disarmament and prevention of nuclear wars, the priority of this august body should be given to commencing FMCT negotiation at the earliest possible. And I believe we have all the groundworks needed already in place, including the report, the excellent report of the high-level FMCT preparatory experts. In this vein, my delegation believe that we have to focus our energy in the city as an immediate task on establishing a separate and dedicated working group or a subsidiary body on this issue next year, given that it's not realistic at all to dream to have such a working group this year. While it seems that methodology in the CD defines and limits what we can discuss and achieve recently, my delegation is flexible on how we should establish such a subsidiary body. But more important thing is that we need to devote our energy and time in negotiating the FMCT as soon as possible. My delegation believes that the objective of our exercise and the sense of urgency need to guide our methodology. In support of the international efforts in this regard, my government has decided to join as a supporter for the relevant action of the UN Secretary General's Agenda for Disarmament. Korea hopes that the cooperation with other partners, including Canada, be strengthened and expanded on this issue, especially in the Asia-Pacific region. I thank you very much, Mr. President.